Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to some more r/entitled parent stories. Let's get straight into them. Entitled parent doesn't know what a service dog is. Backstory: me and my friend were working an open house at our college. We were advertising a club we participate in. My friend is a service dog that is still in training for her severe anxiety. She's normally very friendly when people come over and ask to pet the dog, but eventually it gets annoying after a while. It's important to note, in case you don't know, you should never pet, call out, or get a service dog's attention because it can distract them from doing their job. Oh, good to know. Therefore, they cannot alert their trainers if the trainer is in distress. Distracting a service dog is like pulling out someone's wheelchair from underneath them. Moving on to the story. Me, my friend, and my friend's service dog were at the open house trying to get incoming students' attention and possibly recruit new members for their club. The dog was laying down under their table, keeping a close watch on my friend. Many people came up to the table asking to pet the dog. My friend says it's okay at first, but starts to get fed up as many people just came for the dog and weren't interested in the club. Eventually, my friend puts a sign up, telling people to leave the dog alone and ignore her. It's also important to note that due to her anxiety, my friend has a hard time standing up for herself. Everything was going okay until an entitled mum and her good kid came in. The good kid, about 3 to 4 years old, yelled "puppy" and ran towards the dog. My friend froze in place while I stood in front of her service dog, somewhat blocking her. I then knelt down and told the kid that the dog was a service dog and that while it would be hard, he needed to ignore her because she was working right now. The good kid somewhat understood. He wasn't a bad kid, he was young and probably hadn't seen and didn't know how to act around a service dog. Then came his entitled mum in tow. Surprisingly, she didn't have the typical Karen attributes. She started asking me what I was doing. "What are you saying to my son?" she asked me. "Miss, I was just explaining to your son that the dog here is a service dog and why he can't pet her," I said happily. "Well, why can't he pet her?" she said, raising her voice. I then repeated my whole lecture about how to act around a service dog. Also to note, this was an open house for college students and I never saw the entitled mum's older child. After I'm done explaining, the entitled mum starts back up again. "Well, that's a dog and dogs are meant to be pet," she said in that classic Karen tone. "Miss, if you distract the service dog, that's the same thing as asking someone to get out of their wheelchair." "But your friend can walk fine." That's not the point," I said, starting to get annoyed. How stupid is this person? "It's just a dog. It's not like petting it will hurt anyone. Go on, good kid. You can pet the dog." To my surprise, the good kid looked up at his mother and just stared at her. I guess my lecture got to him better than Karen. His entitled mum started pushing the kid towards the dog and then he just ran away into the crowd of people in the gym. I assumed to find his older sibling or maybe another family member. The entitled mum then gave me a death glare, saying something along the lines of, "Now look, you ruined this fair for my kid. I hope you're happy, you lowlife. I bet you just love to ruin children's fun, don't you?" At this point, I'm fed up and I'm done being nice out of respect. I'm usually very sassy, so I respond to her, "Well, at least it's not my job to suck the life out of everyone. You must be really good at that." I don't know why I said this, but it's what came out of my mouth. The entitled mum then got very red-faced and stomped away. My friend thanked me for sticking up for her and we had a good laugh. The fair ended with us only recruiting a few members and the service dog got lots of treats and hugs when she was off duty. I later found out that I was reported for inappropriate behaviour to the student government, who are in charge of all clubs on campus. But because it's college, there isn't anything they can do, so we all just kind of laughed and moved on with life. I'm not sure why the entitled mum thought this was a fair. Sure, it was an open house, but there was nothing too exciting going on. At least I have a funny story now. Well, hey, props to this kid for actually listening to what they are told. At that young age, it's understandably confusing to hear what a service dog is. So to be honest, I'm actually quite surprised they didn't listen to their mother, but I guess that tells us more about the mother, right? Like, if this kid is choosing not to listen to their mum and they're only 3 or 4 years old, this mum must be absolutely crazy. Moving on to our second second story. Now, this one is from my own subreddit, entitled Mum Demands My Cousin Give Her Son Her Bra So He Can Bite On It. Yes, the story is as unbelievable as the title sounds. I sometimes wonder if this actually happened or I was dreaming. Well, let's get into it. So when this happened, I was taking my cousin, we shall call her Jessica, to a shopping mall to have some fun, buy stuff, you know. It's worth noting that I am 23. So we were just sitting by a bench doing whatever when Jess says this. Hey, OP.
Yeah?
I'm hungry. That's so? Well, there's an ice cream shop nearby. Want me to get you something? Jess loves ice cream, so she squealed, yes, so I nodded. Okay, you stay here. I'll be back in a few minutes. Now, there's two things worth noting at this point. One, there was a really freaking long line, so this took me at least 10 minutes. Two, Jess was wearing a shirt that sort of exposed her bra a bit, like the strap on her shoulders. You get what I mean. Okay, back to the story. So while I was in the line, from Jessica's perspective, here's what went down. Note the ice cream parlor that I was at was a few minutes away from where we were sitting. So I wasn't alarmed by the situation. Also, I wasn't there when this happened. Jess told me this. So a 7-year-old kid walks up to Jess and the following occurs. Hi kiddo, can I help you?
What's that thing on your shoulders?
Oh, this? It's my bra.
What?
Jess was kind of surprised, she told me. This kid was 7 and he didn't know what a bra was? She explained it to him still.
Can I bite it?
Jess was shocked as the kid was so straightforward about it, as if it was okay.
No, I wouldn't be comfortable with that. But why? I thought it's for biting. Well, it's not. Please leave me alone.
The kid huffed and left at that point. Now, a few minutes later, this is where it gets unbelievable, so fair enough if you don't believe this. But somehow, the kid got behind her on the bench she was sitting on, I didn't really know how to explain this in words, and freaking pulled her bra out from her shirt and started biting it. She apparently let out the loudest scream she's ever made. The scream was pretty loud, so I did hear from the distance, but I didn't make anything of it. This startled the kid, causing him to fall down, and he started throwing a tantrum. A security guard came over to see if everything was okay.
Are you okay, miss? What was the screaming about?
Jess was too traumatized to say anything, so the security guard asked around, and witnesses confirmed that the entitled kid had gotten behind my cousin and assaulted her. The security guard nods and goes to Jess again.
Are you here alone, miss?
Now, at this point, Jess regains her composure.
No, I came here with my cousin.
Do you have his or her number?
Yes.
The security guard gives her his phone and she types my number and dials it.
What's your cousin's name?
Captain America. Not really, obviously. We'll call you OP.
Back at the ice cream shop, I get a ring from my phone.
Hello?
Hello, is this OP?
That's me. Who's this?
This is more security, sir. Do you have a cousin named Jessica?
Yeah, why?
I think you better come over here. She was just assaulted by a young boy.
What? How?
According to witnesses, he had apparently got behind her and pulled her bra out of her shirt. She's literally crying her eyes out here.
God, okay, I'll be there in a few minutes.
I hang up and turn to the ice cream guy.
Hey bro, could you put my order on hold for a bit? I gotta go deal with something.
The ice cream guy said, yeah, no worries, sure. I say thanks and go back to where Jess is.
Jess!
As soon as she saw me, she freaking bolted towards me and hugged me.
Are you okay?
She only nodded while sniffling, and it was at that point that the kid's entitled mum, coincident much, came here and screamed.
My baby!
She then grabs her son and hugs him. She asked him what happened, and he told her, and she stormed over to us.
How dare you do that to my baby, you little POS? He was just playing.
I hate it when Karens do that. If I broke someone's leg and I said I was just playing, would that mean it's okay?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Meanwhile, her stain of a son is screaming.
I want the bitey thingy.
Which sounded like a bunch of mumbo jumbo to me.
Tell your butthole daughter to give my son the bitey thingy he wants now.
Nope.
UPOS.
I know I'm censoring this a lot, but I want to keep things clean for Redditor. Hey, thank you, bro.
How dare you deny my son his toy?
He's not talking about a toy. He's talking about my cousin's bra. Now, what she said next was shocking.
Then give him her bra.
I couldn't believe it. A grown woman was asking for a teenager's bra? I'm sorry, lady. What?
I don't know why the government thinks it's okay for teenagers to have bras. Their chests aren't even that big. It's ridiculous. Therefore, she has to give me her bra.
No, fudge off, crazy lady. The entitled mum then goes over to the other people to get them on her side. 5% of them agree with her and tells me that the entitled kid is only a child and that he doesn't know any better and that I was being a butthole. However, the other 95% disagreed and said even if EK is a child, his mother should have taught him not to do things like that. Boy, did I agree. Mom, you and your son need to leave.
This isn't fair. We shouldn't have to leave just because they want to abuse my son.
Your son caused a disturbance, assaulted someone, and you have been harassing that man and his cousin. If you don't leave, I will call the police. The entitled mum admits defeat and leaves while shooting daggers at me. To this day, Jess is wary around kids. Poor girl. Well, yeah, no doubt in my mind that kid is a little brat and his mum is not much better. Anyway, thank you to Captain Ameriscroll for posting this on my subreddit r/RedditorYT. We've now got over 7,500 members, and as I always say, if you want your stories to be read out on the channel, post them there and you're in with a chance. Anyway, that is gonna do it for this one. I really hope you guys have enjoyed. As I said before, check out my subreddit, the link is in the pinned comment. If you want more entitled parents, click the video on screen. If not, I will see you guys all tomorrow with another Reddit video.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.